USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
And I hope that more Republicans will join with us and stand up.
Texas Republican Chip Roy, who says he will vote no on the debt ceiling and spending cut compromise crafted by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden. On the other side of the aisle and the political spectrum,
many of us right now are very angry that we have been held hostage, that we find ourselves in this situation.
But Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell says she will vote yes on the compromise, even though it contains items she would never approve if they stood on their own. When it comes to future budget bills, McCarthy tells Fox News he's ready.
I think this is a good first step, but we can go much further. And I have a plan for that coming forward where we can look at the entire budget and tackle our problems, especially in a bipartisan way.
And Pennsylvania Democrat Brendan Boyle says he wants a long-term fix to this perpetual debt ceiling drama.
We will inevitably face a default if we don't permanently change this debt ceiling process.
Boyle sponsoring a bill that would do just that, allow the Treasury Secretary to unilaterally raise the debt ceiling unless Congress specifically stops it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicking off his presidential campaign in Iowa. 5 stops in 2 days, then he heads to New Hampshire and South Carolina. The Memorial Day weekend traffic numbers were just what was predicted, greater than before the pandemic. The TSA says its agents screen nearly 10 million people at airports across the USA, about 300,000 more than Memorial Day weekend 2019. Get ready for a possible bidding war for your dream house. The Case-Shiller Index of Home Prices rose by 0.4% in March compared to February. Analysts say inventory is once again tight, driving up prices. The NBA and NHL finals are set. The Miami Heat face the Nuggets starting Thursday in Denver. The Stanley Cup finals begin Saturday in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
From New York to California and in between, towns and neighborhoods around the USA are dealing with influxes of migrants being housed wherever officials can find space. In Chicago, one such space is Wilbur Wright Junior College. More than 300 people are now living there. The city says it's temporary. This neighbor is not sure he believes that.
We were told there'd be nobody here till June the 1st, and they're already here. So if the city lied about the day they're going to get here, are they lying about when they're going to leave?
There are now about 4,500 migrants living in shelters set up by the city of Chicago. Lots of concern in Texas over bills that will change the way school librarians may decide what books to put on their shelves. One bill would create school library advisory councils. They would approve or reject books based on what the measure calls local community values. One parent says they're tired of finding out too late that the school library has obscene or inappropriate books. Another bill would set up a rating system for the sexual content of a book. David Donati with the ACLU of Texas says that is nothing but censorship.
The state is reaching into schools and pulling out those ideas which it does not approve of, while at the same time imposing its own particular doctrine and ideology.
The bill's passed the Texas state legislature and awaits the signature or veto of Governor Greg Abbott. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.